Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 7 July 2015. You're in the right place. That is, if you are not trusting any of the mainstream news, and I mean any of it, it is like all a charade. It is like theater for the mind, and we're supposed to figure out who and what and why they're telling us that information. Do you realize that on CNN they are still covering the guys that broke out of the prison over a month ago? Have been, one was shot, one was brought back, and now the rest of the story, which is, there's really no rest of the story. I mean, it's just, it's beyond what I would imagine they would cover, a prison break for sure. And that leads us to the question of what is this all about? What is the agenda? Also, Bill Cosby, stunning confession that he got quaaludes to give to women to be able to put them sort of under so that he could do what he wanted with them. And now more women are coming forward. Now a total of over 40 have come forward. Now that's the big news on the mainstream networks. Here at the Power Hour, the main news is Talisman Saber 15. Do you know what that is? If not, listen up. We'll talk about it. And did you know that Obama sort of out of nowhere yesterday gave a speech on ISIS? Now, that's a head turner. That was, what is he telling us this for? Or why is he saying this? He had like the who's who of Defense Department people there. Yet they didn't speak. Only the president did regarding ISIS. Which makes me wonder why we never see anybody from the Department of Defense speaking on ISIS. Have you noticed that? Normally the Secretary of Defense will come out, or some general, you know, in all dressed up, is going to come out and talk to us about what's going on militarily. Not so with ISIS. Which makes me wonder even more how real ISIS is. The Greek minister is expected to present new proposals to an emergency Eurozone summit meeting. They're still in chaos. I mean, it is like fodder for people now. You know, they never mentioned what was going on in Greece until it happened. And now they've got people coming on from everywhere, out of the closets, saying, yeah, but the U.S. economy is doing just great. Because our economy is doing well, we will do well, and our dollar will do well. And, oh, that Greece thing, don't even worry about it. It's a long ways away. Really? Well, Kurt Nemo says the U.S. is preparing a coup. Could it be? You know, I heard the term coup mentioned several times from the standpoint of, well, I wonder if a coup could occur there. Really? Were you setting us up? Did you see where the oil prices plunged 7 or 8% yesterday? And now your question might be, what does oil prices have to do with a no vote in Greece? Or an impending deal in Iran? Answer, it was a good excuse, I guess, for the oil prices to plunge. What's motivating China's military push in Africa? I think it's probably the U.S. involvement in Africa. And when I tell you what the alleged president had to say regarding ISIS, you'll probably see where this was going. Yesterday during that, what, 20 or 30 minute speech he made? It was so obvious it was for propaganda purposes. So obvious. In the second hour today, you're going to hear from, if all goes well, you're going to hear from Dr. John Hall on guinea pigs, technologies of control. He is talking about stalking. electronic stocking, and we will be talking to him. He's a physician in San Antonio. And in the third hour, Dr. Gary Null will join us. We'll be back after this 3-minute break.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. We do have some good news today regarding the EPA, and we have some follow-up news. You wonder what happened to Eric Holder? Well, we'll tell you where he is, surprisingly enough, what he is doing. You know, they never really leave the fold, do they? Nope. They reappear with a higher salary, bigger title, more control. And, of course, that is as long as they don't tell where the bodies are buried. And they really do a very good job on that, if you ask me. A very good job. All right, we're going to get into the news. Like I said, in the second hour, you're going to hear from Dr. John Hall, who is a physician, MD, out of San Antonio, who talks about stalking, organized stalking. He has written a book, and he also has a movie coming out called Targeted. And we're going to discuss remote influencing, MKUltra, the organized stalking issue, targeted individuals, the enemy within, and I think it's going to be interesting for you. When you have a physician saying this, you know, it's time to start addressing the issue. And this is something that nobody wants to talk about, or if they do, it's under cover of darkness. But we'll be talking to John Hall and Dr. John Hall, MD, in the second hour. In the third hour, Sergey, who was going to be a guest on the program today talking about Modafinil, is going to be, had to be rescheduled for another 3 weeks. So he'll be on in 3 weeks. But I asked Dr. Gary Null to come on today, and we'll talk to him regarding doing a mini retreat at home and incorporating and using his products in your mini retreat. We'll also talk about the retreat, because there are a couple of slots in the second week available. The first week is all filled, but the second week. And I would encourage you to think about going if you want to change your life. I think it will impact you hugely. Now, some people are going to decide not to change their life, but they will never be able to go without knowing what they know. In other words, you're going to know how to change your life at some point should you choose to do that. So we'll get into that in the third hour. Let's move back to the international news. Of course, Greece is an issue, and it was fodder for all the networks yesterday. What's going to happen? What's going to happen? Now, nobody knows, but everybody's postulating what their position is and what they think is going to happen. But the main thing that they were sure about, no matter what, was the United States is doing great. We won't have any problem. We'll be just fine here. Just look at how strong we are. Really? Really? Now, what gives you the idea that the United States economy is strong? I mean, give me just a hint. I mean, it can't be that we're not making anything anymore. That can't be it. The resources, we send all of our resources over to China and let them make stuff for us. Jobs are way down. Crime is way up. I mean, help me out with why the economy is so strong here. Because the dollar is strong? Or artificially manipulated, or the Dow is artificially manipulated? Well, the Dow closed about 43 points down yesterday in the red. Today, it's great. It was up 40, 50 points in the green today, the Dow futures before starting. The CAC, the DAX, and FTSE were all down. The European markets were down. The Chinese markets were down. Not looking good, ladies and gentlemen. Not looking good at all. But whatever they're doing is keeping the market artificially afloat until, and nobody knows what that until is. But the Greek Prime Minister is today expected to present new proposals to an emergency Eurozone summit. The Greek lenders are down to their last few days of cash. The banks have almost no money left. The European Central Bank has already said, that's it, you've gotten what you're going to get. Too bad, so sad. Cyprus must persuade the bloc's other 18 leaders, many of whom are exasperated with the 5 years of crisis that Greece has been through, to open negotiations fast on a new loan to rescue Greece. The leaders of Germany and France, the currency area's two main powers, and after conferring on Monday that the door was still open to a deal to save Greece from plunging into this economic turmoil and ditching the euro, Chancellor Angela Merkel, under pressure in Germany to cut Greece loose, made it clear that it's up to Cyprus now to come on with convincing proposals after Athens spurned the tax rises, spending cuts and pension and labor reforms that were on the table before its 240 billion euro bailout expected last week. Now, here's the problem. If the banks allow, or the IMF, the ECB, the European Central Bank, the Troika, if they allow Greece to get away with what they've done, what is to stop every other country from saying, hey, we're having a little problem paying our bills here, too? What is to stop them? Nothing. And that's the fear, is that however they position themselves now with Greece is what's going to happen with the so-called contagion effect. Are other people going to say, hey, forget our payment that we're supposed to be making, and what is that going to do to the whole situation? So you've got Ireland, Portugal, Spain, Italy, especially Italy, saying, we got some financial problems. You need to look over here also. Well, the German siege of Greece begins. And according to Economic Collapse blog, this is not a repeat from 1941. Did you notice that Greece's creditors are not rushing to offer the Greeks a new deal in the wake of the stunning referendum result on Sunday? In fact, it's being reported that the initial reaction to the no vote from top European politicians was a thunderous silence. Needless to say, the European elite were not pleased by how the Greek people voted, but they still have all the leverage. But, unfortunately, or fortunately, the Germans are holding all the cards. And now they're saying it's up to Merkel. It's her decision now. Kurt Niemo says the U.S. is preparing a coup to prevent Greece from falling under Russian influence. That's what I believed all along is going to happen. They're going to turn to Russia. Now, Michael Snyder yesterday from the Economic Collapse blog said yesterday, yeah, but Russia's going to get something out of the deal. Well, you know, there are just not a whole lot of choices of what Greece can do. And I'm sure that Russia can make a very attractive deal for them. United States and Germany are prepared to engineer a coup in Greece. Doesn't that just make you ill to think about that? To keep the country operating as a strategic asset on NATO's vulnerable Southeast European flank. I mean, they can justify it, for sure. And a push in Athens to save allied Greece from enemy Russia is in preparation by the U.S. and Germany, with backing from the non-taxpayers of Greece. You know, just as an aside, Fox News, who's big on big business, big on capitalism, big on everybody paying taxes except for the rich, is really focusing on the fact that these people in Greece are not paying their taxes. These people in Greece don't have any money. 5 years of austerity, they don't have any money. But still, Fox is constantly talking about these people as being just absolutely low life because they don't pay their taxes. Well, they haven't been paying their taxes. There is no money. They are living on such low amounts of income. The Greek oligarchs, in a push in Athens to save allied Greece from enemy Russia is in preparation by the U.S. and Germany, with backing from the non-taxpayers of Greece, the Greek oligarchs, Anglo-Greek ship owners, and the Greek church. Now, this was written by John Helmer, the longest continuously serving foreign correspondent in Russia, not connected to the corporate media. The primary tip-off, something is brewing and can be expected by the presence of Victoria Nuland, Assistant Secretary of State for European and Eurasian Affairs, in Athens in March. I really believe that a coup is a huge possibility. They've got to get Tsipras out of there so that he doesn't go make a deal with Russia. And that could very easily happen. Oil price plunged after the no vote in Greece and the impending Iran deal. We're told that that's the reason or potential reasons. Oil prices fell between 7 and 8% on Monday in the worst single-day decline in 3 months after Greece's Sunday bailout referendum. Meanwhile, fears of oversupply have taken hold as Iran and world powers approach a nuclear deal. The fall in oil prices is explained by a combination of factors such as uncertainty in the Eurozone after the vote in Greece, expectations of rising U.S. oil production, the looming closure of the Iran nuclear deal, and decreasing demand for exported oil in China. You know, this deal in Iran? Nobody cares. You can't find anybody who even pays attention to what's going on in Iran, other than we ought to go bomb them. We'll be back after this 4-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. We're going to talk one of the most overlooked survival skills that you will need in a crisis. We'll talk about that a little bit later. And a vaccine mistake. You won't believe what happened to this poor child. I don't know. Human error, yeah. On your child, no. Not going to work. Parents need to be there, involved, looking and checking at everything that happens to your child. And that means double-checking the nurses. The nurses who make mistakes. Getting back to the news, U.S. is going to pay salaries of Governor Saakashvili and the team in Odessa and Ukraine. Guess who's going to pay for it? The U.S. government will pay the salaries of the staff of Georgia's former president, Mikhail Saakashvili, who is now serving as a new governor in the Odessa region. He added that American police officers, remember that story we covered a while back? He added that American police officers from California, the state, the U.S. state of California, will also train Odessa's officers. He added that American police officers from California will train them. What are they thinking? In spring 2014, Georgia's new ruling coalition accused Saakashvili of embezzling hundreds of thousands of dollars from the state budget. Well, that'll make you a governor, won't it? Now, that's a good thing on your CV. Anyway, they accused him of embezzling hundreds of thousands of dollars from the state budget. Apart from embezzlement, Saakashvili has several other cases going on against him. Now, that's a world leader or a state leader for you, don't you think? The more crime, the more bad stuff you have in your background, probably the better off they're going to be in attempting to control you. And the U.S. has done that. We ought to look into Mikhail Saakashvili's story. What's motivating China's military push in Africa? The number of troops deployed in Africa is extremely small. Well, those that we're told about. Even insignificant in the broader context of massive Chinese military. However, a discernible trend is becoming increasingly apparent as Beijing expands the range of operations that its forces are engaged in Africa to include post-conflict stabilization, as in, remember, Mali, the medical humanitarian missions, alleged, that is, in Liberia, ongoing conflict stabilization, allegedly, in South Sudan, and anti-piracy operations, allegedly, in Somalia, among others. In all, Chinese military personnel are now involved in 7 out of 9 UN peacekeeping operations on the continent, the most of any permanent Security Council member. Well, there's the United States, but we're not going to talk about that. And the United States is definitely involved in all of those countries. But, of course, China's the bad guy. When we do it, we have a white hat on, and we do it for the right reasons. Allegedly. And when I say we, under the guise of the United States. I mean, I get a lot of these emails saying, Joyce, we is not doing that. I understand that. We, the United States, is doing it. The elite, the corporate elite, and the military-industrial complex, they are doing it. And they're doing Talisman Saber 15, which, by the way, is happening now. And why haven't you seen this on any of the news? Why aren't U.S. citizens being made of what's really going on here, made aware of it? Jade Helm 15 officially goes live in a few weeks. It will span 10 U.S. states nearly simultaneously from July 4th through the 19th, several thousand miles away, more than 33,000 United States and Australian military personnel will be engaged in Operation Talisman Saber. Talisman Saber will deploy 21 ships, including the U.S. Navy aircraft carrier USS George Washington, more than 200 aircraft, and 3 submarines. What do you think about that? Let's talk about that after the break. Where is this going, and why aren't they talking about it? U.S., Australia, military will be involved. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back to Power Hour, 33 minutes after the hour, wherever you're sitting. Thank you for joining us. We're going to be starting the liver cleanse at the Power Mall and the Power Hour. So those of you who want to get involved with us, get your liver cleanse items now. If you purchase the Oxy Powder and the Latero Flora and you've got the Green Body Cleanse book, you don't need to buy anything except for one item. Now, if you didn't buy the colon cleanse items, you will need to purchase the kit if you want to do it with us. Now, Rosie has made a special savings if you buy all four items, because there's going to be the addition of this one called Livitrex. Livitrex is a liquid that you're going to put in water. And it is normally $29.95, but you can save on it if you purchase all the items together. The Livitrex, Oxy Powder, Latero Flora, Green Body Cleanse. That's the book. If you already have those, all you need to buy is the Livitrex. And you will also still need some apple cider vinegar. So you can get that from the Power Mall, and Rosie's got that on sale. The quart is $6.09, and I will tell you, that is a big savings. And if you place your order today, you're going to get a special little screwdriver. That's right. We got these because I absolutely love them. We've had them several times. And it is a screwdriver that has four points on it. You can pretty much unscrew anything or screw anything. You can pretty much do that with these four points. And it's just a small one you can either carry in your pocket, which might hurt, but you can carry it around with you, put it in your car glove compartment, put it in your purse. And it is really amazing how that has come in so handy so many times. So if you order anything today, you'll get the screwdriver. Please ask for it. Some of you already have one. But please ask for the complimentary screwdriver. It's got four tips on it, so you can pretty much, like I said, unscrew anything. Now, there's limited quantities, so while supply lasts, if you order today, you'll get one of these. And man, I'll tell you, it stores so small. You can put it in your toolkit or your backup bag or whatever you've got. And it is great for survival. Great for survival. So get your little screwdriver when you order today from the Power Mall. Now, if you want to do the liver cleanse with us, you will need the Livitrex, Oxy Powder, Lateral Flora. It'll help to have the book immensely. And your quart or gallon. I would go ahead and get the gallon because it's used so much with his cleanses. And you will get that at a savings also. So just order your liver cleanse setup today. Because we're going to have Dr. Group on in a couple of weeks. So that'll give everybody a chance to get the items and we can all do it together. And we're also going to be talking about those of you who did the colon cleanse and what you thought of that. So we'll be able to talk with him probably for a couple of hours. Have him on talking about the colon cleanse for an hour. And also, if you haven't tried the colon cleanse and you've decided you want to do it, then I would get your colon cleanse items plus the Livitrex. And you can do both, and you'll have enough pills because it comes with 120 capsules to do both. So get that, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. We have a number of items on special at the Power Mall that you can get. Please take advantage when they're on special so that you can save some money. All right, getting back to Talisman Saber 15. You haven't heard of it? Well, that's because they don't want you to hear of it, obviously. And Talisman Saber 15 is going to involve multiple military locations in the U.S. and Australia. Apparently, 2015 will be the summer to remember. It seems that there is a new dictum. Remember this one? War is peace. And that the citizens of planet Earth are being readied to live in a perpetual state of global conflict. I don't doubt that one bit. War is peace, and boy, do we have a lot of peace out there, don't we? Because of all the war. Allegedly. For one who believes, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, I feel the repercussions humans are bringing upon us are due to some long-developed secret one-world-order plans the media deliberately kept from us. Now, there is a six-minute clip, audio, that you can listen to that is in the email blast in the Power Hour News section regarding the world government from David Rockefeller. So you can check that out at the email blast and at the news section. It's all about the war. Seriously, it is all about war. And boy, are they making that clear. They are making it so clear that they want war. And so Talisman 15 is now in progress. Japan is going to raise the maximum annual radiation exposure. Why? Because that's what they do. Whenever they got a radiation problem, they raise the exposure level so that you won't realize there's a problem. And they will tell you, well, it's not above the acceptable level, although the acceptable level is through the roof. The government will raise the maximum permissible radiation dose for people, including local government officials and bus drivers, who will give evacuation guidance to local residents or transport materials in the event of a nuclear accident, from the current 1 millisievert per year. The government plans to set up a working group within the cabinet office as early as next month to start discussing a new standard. The new maximum permissible radiation dose will be applied mainly to local public servants other than police and fire department officials, local bus and truck drivers. Don't you love it? We'll just change the danger level. Good luck finding a place to hide as the global markets crumble in the economic news. According to Bloomberg, investors tend to respond to impending doom by selling risky stuff and hiding out in safer assets, namely bonds, in places such as Germany and the U.S. There's a problem with that formula this time around. Traders aren't so sure that they can find anything that's truly safe right now. So instead of piling into sovereign debt of developed nations, traders are pulling their money out of those places as the Greek economy teeters on the brink of collapse. Puerto Rico talks about delaying some debt payments, and China's stock market suffers its biggest sell-off since 1992. Investors yanked $2.9 billion from European government bond funds last week, more than ever before, and pulled $699 million from short-term investment-grade U.S. bonds, U.S. bond funds, Bank of America Corp., and Wells Fargo. The data now shows. Not good, ladies and gentlemen. It is like they are keeping you from the information at how weak the infrastructure of our financial economy is. But if you don't know, you don't care. That's their motto. Eric Holder returns as a hero for a law firm that lobbies big banks. Well, a hero to some people, not to you and me, that's for sure. Not to you and me. After failing to criminally prosecute any of the financial firms that were responsible for the market collapse in 2008, did you ever wonder why Eric Holder didn't attack any of the financial companies? Could it be because he was going to work for them? Looks like. Anyway, former Attorney General Eric Holder is returning to a law firm, Covington & Burling, which is a corporate law firm known for serving Wall Street clients. He is going to get in the belly of the beast of the most corrupt former Attorney General. Can you believe it? I mean, in a normal, rational world, that wouldn't make any sense. But in our world, it makes all the sense. The move completes one of the more troubling trips through the revolving door of the cabinet secretary. Holder worked at Covington from 2001. Did you know that? Right up to the time he was sworn in as attorney general in February of 2009. And during the time he was AG, Covington, the law firm, literally kept an office for him, awaiting his return. The Covington and you don't tell where the bodies are buried, and you don't go attack the real bad guys. You protect the bad guys. Covington and Burling client list has included four of the largest banks, including Bank of America, Citigroup, J.P. Morgan Chase, and Wells Fargo. Lobbying records show that Wells Fargo is still a client of Covington. Covington recently represented Citigroup over a civil lawsuit relating to the bank's role in LIBOR, the LIBOR manipulations. Covington was also deeply involved with a company known as MERS. Remember that? The mortgage company that was found to be responsible for falsifying mortgage documents on an industrial scale. Remember that? We used to talk about MERS quite a bit. Court records show that Covington in the late 1990s provided legal opinion letters needed to create MERS on behalf of Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, and many of the other large banks. In the belly of the beast. You create the crime, and then you create the solution. The Department of Justice under Holder not only failed to pursue criminal prosecutions of the banks responsible for the mortgage breakdown. Did you ever wonder why MERS was not being civilly or criminally sued or just held accountable by anyone on a larger scale? They had one or two cases, but that was it. But in fact, deprioritized investigations of mortgage fraud, making it the lowest-ranked criminal threat. For insiders, the Holder decision to return to Covington was never a mystery. Timothy Hester, chairman of Covington, told the National Law Journal that Holder's return to the firm has been a project of his ever since Holder left to join the administration in 2009. When the firm moved to a new building last year, it kept its 11th story corner office reserved for Holder. James Garland, Holder's former deputy chief of staff, who rejoined Covington in 2010, told the Law Journal that when Covington's partners gathered to welcome Holder back 4 weeks ago, he was so busy giving people hugs and shaking hands. As Covington prepared for Holder's return, the firm continued to represent clients before the Department of Justice. For instance, Covington negotiated with the department on behalf of GlaxoSmithKline for a plea agreement in 2010. Now, Holder knows where the bodies are buried. He knows how to get the information. He knows how to fight for all of the banks. He knows how to get the information. He knows how to get the information from the inside. And for insiders, the Holder decision to return, well, it was never even questioned. They knew it was going to happen. They planned for him to return, and everything he did during that time was for the benefit of the banks. As Covington prepared for Holder's return, they negotiated with the department on behalf of GlaxoSmithKline for a plea agreement in 2010. Holder's critics charged that he made a career out of institutionalizing too big to prosecute rules within the department. I think we can all see that. In 1999, as a deputy attorney general, Holder authored a memo arguing that officials should consider the collateral consequences when prosecuting corporate crimes in 2012. Holder's enforcement chief, Lanny Brewer, admitted during a speech in New York City Bar Association that the department may go easy on certain corporate criminals if they believe prosecutions may disrupt financial markets or cause layoffs. And therein, you have the reason why they don't attack the bad guys. In some cases, the health of an industry or the markets is a real factor. Translation? In many cases, the health of the markets is more important than who does right or wrong. Rather than face accountability for their failures, the incentive structure of modern Washington is designed to reward both men. Brewer left the department in 2013 to rejoin Covington. Holder is set to become among the highest earning partners of the firm. Partners of the firm with compensation in the 7 or 8 figures. Now, doesn't that just really affect you to know he's being rewarded with 7 or 8 figure income? And you know he is. Or 9, I don't know. Rewarded because he did not attack the banks, the bad guys, the manipulators. The president made a surprise speech yesterday. Well, surprise because nobody can figure out why he did it or what he said. And he said, I need to talk about ISIS. So, of course, all the networks are talking about ISIS with the president. And he's standing up there with all the military people, Secretary of Defense. I mean, every uniform is represented because that makes it look official, right? And he starts off by saying, the fight with ISIS will not be fast. It will be long. It will be drawn out. It will be, well, he didn't say it, but a long, hard, what was that thing the Secretary of Defense said? Like a long, hard slog? I mean, if that means something to you, I don't know. But anyway, he says it's not going to be fast. It's going to take a long time to get rid of ISIS. When a lot of people have said, wait a minute, you could rouse these people out in a heartbeat if you wanted to. He said, we have now done 5,000 airstrikes on ISIS. Really? 5,000 airstrikes? And you know what? There was no footage. You don't see any news. You don't see any coverage of ISIS other than the guy walking around with the flag or the pickup trucks with the flags in the back. That is supposed to be ISIS? And people buy that? We'll be back. I want to continue to talk about this and why I think he did what he did. We'll be back. 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. This speech by the alleged president yesterday, Barry Satoru, was really nauseating. First of all, they tell us terror, terror, terror. It's not going to be fast. It's going to take forever. 20, 30. Remember a former vice president said under Bush, 20, 30, 40 years to be able to get these bad guys. Well, he said that we've done 5,000 airstrikes. How many innocent people do you think have been killed with 5,000 airstrikes? 5,000 airstrikes, each with, let's say, each has a 500-pound bomb. You are killing people. You're wholesale killing people. Anyway, they say we're rooting out the ammunition dumps and the training camps, and you saw no pictures. No pictures whatsoever. Well, the guy's walking around with a flag, and that's all they do, it seems like. That's their file footage. Then he made this statement. I want you all to remember sort of the key points from this. ISIL is backed by no nation. Really? And why are you telling us that? Because you want us to believe that ISIL is backed by no nation when we know that the U.S. is funding, go to globalresearch.us, the U.S. is funding ISIL. And you had no Department of Defense people, no generals, nobody talking about this. There's some reason why the president is the only one that addresses the war with ISIL. Then he made this statement, and I knew exactly where he was going. What our goal is, he said, is a government without Bashar al-Assad. And so what does that mean? Duh. It means they're going to have to get rid of Bashar al-Assad. And he said, it's not going to be just Iraq and Syria, but beyond the region where ISIL is. Really? This ragtag group that came out of nowhere did an annual report, and that was supposed to impress us, I guess, about their abilities. Does what, 100,000 tweets a day? Really? Anyway, he said we need to be concerned about North Africa, Middle East, Libya, the Caucasus, Tunisia, Kuwait, Egyptian Sinai, Peninsula, and Afghanistan, along with Southeast Asia. And then he said we have to protect the homeland. So why is he making these statements about where we need to go or what needs to be done or where ISIL is because that's where we're going to go. When I say we, I don't mean we, you and me, the real patriots. I mean that's where the military-industrial complex and the elite corporate entities will go. There is an extraordinary threat that ISIL possesses or poses to us. And he said the biggest problem is violent extremism from the lone wolves and the small cells. We must discredit their ideology. And then he said in July we had 239 years of independence. Well, I'm glad he didn't say of freedom. And then he went on to talk about we have such a strong economy and an educated populace. So that's my notes from his what in the world are you talking about speech about ISIL? And why is the military not making this information available to the public? Why is the president? Something's wrong here. So what did we get out of that? Killing people wholesale. They're going to do away with Bashar al-Assad. And they're going to be going to North Africa, Middle East, Libya, Caucasus, Tunisia, Kuwait, Sinai Peninsula, Afghanistan, Southeast Asia, and then protect the homeland also. We'll be back after this 1 minute, 10 second break. Stay tuned.